Hello, welcome to the NRF1 podcast as we look ahead to the Bahrain Grand Prix. See what I've done there? That's I believe, how it's properly pronounced. My name's Michael Bailey. I am joined once again at the Rush Cutters on this beautiful spring evening. It's absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful spring evening. By Carl Cumbers, Richard Baxter and Josh Raymond. Gentlemen, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, you see, I don't know if they sound as well as they did for our other our post-China podcast, but let's ease that with the look ahead to this Grand Bahrain Grand Prix, which is now an evening race, sort of a setting evening, dusky.
Yeah,
it's a bit dusky. It's a bit dusty.
It's very dusty.
And it was a cracking race there last year, wasn't it? So do we have hopes?
Yeah,
high hopes.
Sort of first few Bahrain races was just dull and desert, really.
And then they changed the layout.
Yeah.
And that was horrible.
Oh, that was that was awful.
and then they changed the time.
And
then
it's brilliant.
on a sample of one.
Yeah.
Is that only one?
I think it was only last year they changed it. Yeah.
Because that was their 10th anniversary, I believe, last year.
Wow.
Jeez.
So I can't remember it now, but I kind of have a feeling 2013 Bahrain race wasn't that bad. But
is that the one that didn't happen?
But
have
no,
to check.
Happened, they?
Have they all happened?
I think that was 2012 that didn't happen. And in 2013, they went there under some big fuss.
It's not been the most settled time in the principality or kingdom. I'm not sure what the best terminology would be for it. Do we like the track? I mean, I suppose it was most notable for Nico and Lewis's sparring last year, wasn't it?
And that was certain circumstances, the safety car at the right time, and the different tyres, and yeah, so. But the track led to good racing. I mean, the first corner leading up to the, after the little kinks, the fourth corner, made some really good racing. So, yeah, I think you've got to give some of the credit. It's part of the track. But it's just, also, as it is night time, you sort of, at least, just don't see desert, which is part of the problem.
You just see black, which is much better.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose cooler temperatures make the tyres last a bit longer and teams can use them a bit more for overtaking and everything.
Or harder to get most out of them, I suppose. This just makes it a bigger challenge. Yeah. So I don't know who deals with this situation best. I suppose we don't really know yet, do we?
No, it's probably a bit new, but I just hope for another race like last year.
We need it really, don't we? Because we're back where we were after the first race, which is, you know, hoping that it's not going to be. But is it just going to be pretty straightforward stuff? Because I mean, even last year, when you think of how dominant Mercedes were, there were still moments when it was
Wow, not really with Mercedes and other teams. It was mostly intra-Mercedes.
That's true.
So hopefully, like last year, we'll have Rosberg kick into gear and we'll have something.
I'm just a bit uneasy. Yeah, I'm just a bit uneasy relying on Nico Rosberg for an interesting season. Yeah.
The thing for last year, at least Rosberg was so strong in qualifying. You knew the race, you know, Hamilton would come back in the race or it would be an interesting race. But Hamilton seems to have got his confidence back in qualifying. And the worry is that he just goes off and leads.
Yeah, it's true. What do you reckon, Rich?
It's going to be interesting. Well, the highlight I was always remember from last year as well is Maldonado. And if you remember, he hit Gutierrez in the Sauber.
Scooped him up.
Yeah. And I was going to say, when you said, it's not going to looking too good, and I was thinking, well, at least Maldonado's there to give us some action. You can always rely.
We can always rely on Pastor. It's a very good point. He is worth the money. He is worth the money. Question I always like to ask, most important weekend for, I don't, obviously it's all relative, who needs a good weekend? Who needs
Nico
to deliver? Nico? Yeah.
Nico needs a good weekend, I think.
And one without a tantrum?
Yeah, if Hamilton does the full house again, then you worry where the championship's going to go. But
God, just imagine that, if he did it all again.
What he's going to blame then, I don't know really. But
It's going to be a big weekend as well, I think, for McLaren, because they've picked up from Australia a lot. You know, they've got two cars finishing the race as well. They're being able to race some other cars. If they can have a good race in Bahrain, you know, I think that'd be good. If they can turn the engine up a bit more, if they have a bit more anyway.
If they can, it's already at 11. Well,
and didn't the Bahraini royal family own part of McLaren?
Oh. Maybe they've all been saving it for this weekend.
All the power for this weekend.
It's all a big ruse. And all of a sudden, this car will come out of the box. Be flying. I mean, it's fair to say that realistically, they need to get back to Europe now, don't they?
Yeah, I think that's probably their big step you'd have thought. And we keep hearing about all these tokens that these new teams can use, but I don't know how much.
Well, what is this? What is this?
Well, it's engine development, isn't
yeah.
it? Did anyone homologate their engine? Or are they all?
Well, I don't, yeah, because I keep hearing that Mercedes got 7 tokens, Ferrari got 10, and Honda got 12. Or...
And do they get a teddy bear at the end of it? Or what?
I don't know. We don't know how much these tokens can affect it. We don't, you know.
Brilliant.
So complicated. I think it's a weighted list depending on what part you replace, how many tokens you use. And Honda have an aggregate based on what the other teams reported at the start of the season, because obviously they're a season behind and they don't have the same level, they don't have the same development. They didn't develop over the winter season, they have a brand new engine, so they got penalised in a way. I mean, I think at one point they weren't going to get any development tokens.
Which is a bit harsh.
Yeah, and then they got some, which is an aggregate of what the other teams reported. And then the other loophole was they were supposed to homologate their engine before the season started, and then they realised they didn't have to, so no one has.
Yeah.
Sounds clear as mud. Yeah, brilliant. Well, so there'll be some tokens. Well, at least we know there are tokens.
Pretty sure points mean prizes.
Yeah, that as well. Let's get back to the teddy bear, you see? Back to the teddy bear. Okay, it is the bit that everyone loves, certainly around this table. Anyway, the predictions. Now, shall we do some catching up, shall we? Because we had some pre-season predictions. I've written them all down here. I'm sure these boys will tell me if I've got anything wrong. But effectively, I predicted that Hamilton and Mercedes would win the championships. I mean, that, went out on a limb. Now, Kyle, you were very busy. And I've just realised I haven't checked the Australian predictions. Can you remember the Australian predictions off the top of your head?
I'm sure it would have gone a Hamilton victory.
Can you remember what actually happened? Have you got the Australian results there?
I do indeed.
Well, we can do this live. Here we go. You're going to be winning because you're pretty much the only one who did Australian predictions. But for the season, you did a proper list. You said it would be Hamilton, Rosberg, Bottas, Raikkonen, Ricciardo for the Drivers' Championship. From top to bottom, obviously.
Damn money.
And then in the Constructors' Championship, Mercedes, Williams, Red Bull, good luck, Ferrari, Lotus, Force India, McLaren, Toro Rosso, Sauber, and then Manor. So, good effort. And you also said that Bottas would win two races. I mean, even that looks a little bit of a stretch now. It's only two races. Ridiculous. That noise in the background, someone's actually burning Norfolk. So... when we get Periscope working, we can film this as we go along. I'll make sure I'll take a picture before we go. It is properly burning Norfolk as it's all going down. Anyway, so that was good. And Rich, you also predicted for the championship that Rosberg would finish ahead of Hamilton. Boom.
Really?
And that Red Bull would be out of the top three in the Constructors' Championship. I think you looked pretty good with that one. So... Let's see if we can do these. If not, I'm going to edit this out. For the Australian Grand Prix, Carl, you said that qualifying would be Hamilton, Rosberg, and then Bottas. Well, Hamilton was on pole, wasn't he?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure Rosberg was second.
Yes, and Bottas didn't take part?
And Bottas didn't take part in it.
He was out. Or was he in qualifying, which is when he hurt his back, I think?
Yeah.
I think he was sixth or seventh.
But he wasn't third. He wasn't third, was he?
Because Vettel was third, wasn't he?
There's the flames. There you go. Fortunately, we've got a river in between us, so we know that we're not going to die live on a podcast. Cool. Right, so that's good. Yeah, you got some points for that then. And in the race, you said it would be Hamilton, Rosberg and Raikkonen. But I think it was... Who remembers who was third? Anyone remember who was on there? Oh, it's right in front of me. It was Vettel. So there we go. Yeah, thank you, Rich. I'm glad someone's prepared. You also said that, Perez and Magnussen would exit Q1.
Magnussen didn't he?
I can't imagine McLaren going into Q2. I think Perez might have got into Q2, though. I don't know, I'd have to check.
Yeah.
And that Kvyat would finish ahead of Ricciardo.
He didn't start, of course.
Yeah.
By the way, you've got some fire ash in your
hair. I've got fire ash in my hair. Is it actually raining ash?
It is.
Jeez.
Will Norfolk ever be the same again?
There you go, here's some as well. And on my hand.
Yeah, it's good. So it's lovely, it's like snow. It was a beautiful, it was a lovely day, a lovely evening earlier. So I don't know what all that means, but I'll write down a score and basically you're ahead, Kyle, so that's okay. So that's where we are. Steve Rust, obviously the champion from last year, and he pretty much ran away with it in classic Formula One style. So we need to start with our predictions for this season then. Who wants to go first? Well, not for the season, for the Bahrain Grand Prix. Go on, Josh. You can go first.
Oh, it's going to be Hamilton, isn't it?
Yeah. I tell it. Yeah.
Hear the resignation in my voice.
That's a good one. I tell you what, I'm going to let Kyle do it, and then Josh can join in with the proper predictions.
Oh.
Yeah, because he thought he'd get away with that.
No. Right.
Who's racing?
Where are we? I'm going to have to go Hamilton pole and Hamilton race win and Hamilton fastest lap. House again.
You think he'll get the full house?
Yeah. I said this. I kind of want to say Ferrari will be competitive, but I'm not. From listening to Ted Kravitz's race or notebook, apparently Ferrari's traction has been improved a lot this year, and apparently Bahrain is a very traction important track, so they could be strong. So, but I'll have to go Rosberg second in qualifying, and I'll go Raikkonen second in the race. He's been quite strong at Bahrain previously, I think. So is Vettel, but he was strong everywhere.
Yeah.
And some outs in Q1. This is McLaren and Manor, technically already out, so next choice. A bit harsh. My next choice will be, I'll go Sergio Perez again.
Okay.
Maybe out in Q1.
Even though we're not sure if he actually did. But
yeah, that's about it, really. Yeah.
That's a good set. It's a good set. Do you want to carry on, Josh?
All right, I'll go. Yep.
Okay, go on,
so qualifying, Hamilton first, Rosberg second. I'm going to go with Vettel. Yeah, I'm going to go with Vettel third.
Okay, love it.
Race, same order. Fastest lap, Raikkonen, because he spun out on the first lap and then went banzai trying to catch everyone up again, I guess.
Yeah.
Outs in Q1? Oh, Force India. Can I?
Yeah.
Okay. A Force India.
I'll let you have that. A-Force India. Good stuff. We'll see how you get on. We make it look very difficult. Go on then, Rich.
Right, I'm going to put the shout again. It's going to be Mercedes win, and it's going to be Hamilton first. And I'm going to say Ferrari's going to split them. So
okay.
Ferrari second, but I'm not decided which one, so I'm just going to say A-Ferrari.
Right, yeah.
And then Rosberg is going to be third. I'm also going to say both Saubers in the top 10. Again, they'll continue good form. And also, it's going to put Verstappen, I'm going to say fifth. He's going to improve his result so far.
You think Renault's going to let him finish a race?
Yeah.
big call, P5. All right, then. That leaves me then, doesn't it? Well, I was going to have a Verstappen prediction, but I might just make it a Toro Rosso one. I'll say that they will both finish in the top 10 and... one of them will finish ahead of both Red Bulls. Does that make sense? So a Toro Rosso will finish ahead of both Red Bulls. I also think that McLaren will score a point. Come on, Kyle. You're supposed to react to that. Big call? No, not really. Don't think it's that big call.
Depends on reliability. But I think, it's a brave call. It's brave.
Thanks. I'll take that. And how about... a fact that that will not be an all Mercedes front row. You know when you say something and you don't believe it. I can't see that happening. I don't know why I've just said that, but I feel like I should. So there you go. Somehow, someone other than Mercedes will be on the front row of
the
grid.
I've just realised something interesting as well.
As the train goes past, it's good to know that the fire has died down a little bit. Carry on, Richard.
It wasn't the train going past. It was in Australia, 4 people retired from the race. In Malaysia, 4 people retired from the race. And in China, another 4 retired. So I'm going to chuck another late prediction in that in Bahrain, 4 people will retire from the race. It's going to be a quadruple of 4.
A quadruple quad. Quadrexit.
Something like that. He hasn't finished yet this year, has he?
Has he not? Wouldn't surprise me. No, I mean
he was at first lap in Australia.
Yeah, he hasn't finished.
Okay, will Maldonado finish, Josh?
I don't think so.
No classified finish, says Josh.
In the points.
Rich says in the points. Kyle.
I'm not gonna be that brave, but he will finish somehow.
I think he
all the car.
He'll be classified, can I say?
Classified. He will finish, but not ahead of Grosjean. There you go. Oh, it's a little Maldonado. I like that. We should have Maldonado predictions every week. We could do that.
Carlos Sainz prediction.
Of course you can.
I feel a little bit sorry for him, because he's done quite well, actually. And just the fact that he's 3 years older than Max Verstappen, he's...
Oh, he's like, he's an old man.
He's rubbish. so I'm going to say he will be in the points.
Lovely.
Yeah, Carlos Sainz.
Job done. All right, then we'll bash all those predictions into the machine with, well, it's not really a new and improved algorithm. I think the algorithm worked quite well last year. But, you know, it'll work out a wacky way of figuring out who's winning and not. And we'll let you know how those all get on after the Bahrain Grand Prix. But it's getting a bit cold now, isn't it? Well, Rich is sitting there, he's you know, shivering a bit in his jumper.
Josh has only got a shirt.
Josh has only got a shirt. That's because he's a racer. Born racer. He's going to sit here in a shirt. And plus, the smoke is getting a bit thicker as well. So, I know, I'm struggling to breathe, I'll be honest with you. So, thanks all again for your time, as always. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Quick reminder, nrf1.uk is the new home of the NRF1 podcast. And you can watch there. I should say our good friends at Acast are hosting it. So, big thanks to them. You can... That means that you can listen to it on the Acast app, but you can also still subscribe and get it downloaded to your phones and what have you on iTunes and all the usual places. So that's grand. And the Twitter handle is at the NRF1. You can get me as well, Michael Bailey. I'm at Michael J. Bailey on Twitter. Who knew? Kyle, how about you on Twitter?
At K Cumbers.
Richard?
At Bax_kid.
Love it. Josh?
At I am Rayman.
And he is, you know. He is, because his surname.
That's cool, though.
Brilliant. I think we have this sealed. Gents, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated, as always. I hope you all enjoy the Bahrain Grand Prix. Certainly hope. Fingers crossed. And we'll see you on the other side of it to review it. Hopefully it'll be a not too short a podcast, and we'll have plenty to talk about, because there has been a lot to talk about so far this season. So fingers crossed that carries on. Thanks, as always, for your time. And we'll be back with you in a few days' time. Enjoy yourselves. Bye for now.